Denham, DeSaunier, DeChaney, Dutton, Flores, Hancock, Harmon, Hollingsworth, Huff, Kehoe, Leno, Liu, Lowenthal, Maldonado, Negrete McLeod, Oropesa, Padilla, Pavley, Romero, Runner, Smidian, Steinberg, Strickland, Walters, Wiggins, Wolk, Wright, Weiland, Yee.
Members, quorum is present. Will the members and guests be on the rail please rise? We'll be led in prayer this morning and this afternoon by Ayman Haizam Rashid, after which please remain standing. We'll be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by Senator Elquist.
Distinguished senators, guests, and members of the dais and the public that allow us all to serve, we greet you. We greet you, as is our tradition, with the name of God. Peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum. We would like to begin our invocation today in this great chamber of the State of California Senate. As we begin, we are humbled by the duties and responsibilities of those who lead. It is in this spirit of humility that we call upon God in prayer and ask for His aid, His guidance, and His protection. In recognizing that there is a power beyond ourselves, we can truly see our role as servants to a higher purpose than our own desires. Recognizing the need for guidance and mercy to help us be good stewards in the earth, we come before you, merciful and beneficent God. We ask you for your mercy and blessings. We ask for your guidance. Help us to be proper stewards and leaders for the people of California. Guide us to the best way to serve those we govern. Let us be examples of mercy and wisdom. Let us reflect God's guidance in our deliberations as we conduct the business of the State of California. Amen.
No, I think we're going through 1 through 4.
And then Carol Dean is separate?
I don't know. We'll find that out. But if you want, you can divide the
Okay.
question.
Can you just divide Carol Dean out for me?
Members, we're now at privileges of the floor. I'd like to recognize Senator Correa.
Thank you. Under motions and resolution, I'd like to have the body help me welcome a group of Santa Ana college students in the background. Let's welcome them. They're learning the legislative process. If you can't help me welcome them, please. Yes.
Members, is there any other privileges of the floor at this time? Are we recognizing? I see. Okay. Yes. And then we're going to do members, at this time, the regular session will stand in recess, and the third extraordinary session will be convened. Without objection, we'd like to withdraw SB 24, 3X, seeing no objection. Without objection, so ordered. Is there any other business to come before the third extraordinary session? Seeing and hearing none, the third extraordinary session will stand in recess and will return to business on the regular file. Senator Alquist, you're recognized.
Thank you. I'd like to welcome students from my district from Foothill De Anza Community College and San Jose Evergreen Community College, and they're right up there.
Members, please give Senator Alquist, the guest, a round of applause. Senator Lowenthal is recognized at his desk.
For the purposes of announcement, to announce that Transportation and Housing Committee will hold a hearing on the low carbon fuel standard immediately upon the adjournment of session today in room 112. Room 112, Transportation and Housing, low carbon fuel standard. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Lowenthal. Senate Trans will meet upon adjournment. Senator Kehoe, you're recognized.
For an announcement, Mr. President.
Yes, Senator Kehoe.
Thank you, Senator. To members, please, just a moment for your attention to turn to the annual Nissan Retire Your Attire clothing drive for Weave. It kicks off today, and it'll go through April 2nd. I encourage you to participate by asking for a donation box for your office. Bring gently used professional clothing for men and women to be given to survivors of domestic violence so they can restart their lives, go to job interviews, et cetera, in good-looking clothes, a lot like you're wearing now. A donation box request form is in your offices. Let us know. And Weave really will appreciate us pitching in and giving some of their clients some clothes to rebuild their lives with. Thanks for your support. 2 weeks, members.
Senator Kehoe, thank you. In 2 weeks, Senator Kehoe?
Yeah.
Great.
Today for 2 weeks.
Okay, great. Members, any other announcements? Privileges of the floor? Members, we're now going to consideration of the daily file. We'd like to move to governor's appointments. Okay, we're going to pass on file. Let's move on to third reading. Item 5, SCR 17. Senator Corbett. Thank you so much for all these wonderful flowers as well. Senator Corbett, please read.
Senate Concurrent Resolution 17 by Senator Corbett relative to Irish American Heritage Month.
Thank you, Mr. President and members. Very proud and honored to be before you this afternoon for Irish Heritage. SCR 17 declares March as Irish American Heritage Month. This recognizes the many contributions of Irish Americans and what they and how they have contributed to California, its economy, and its culture. 34.5 million U.S. residents claim Irish ancestry. On St. Patrick's Day, I think that number swells a bit. And this number is almost 9 times the population of Ireland itself. California has the largest population of Irish Americans of any state. There are 2,611,449 Irish in California, including myself and Senator Kehoe. many people of Irish descent, of course, have contributed to politics and to culture and to the arts in California. In fact, some of our past pro tems have been Irish, Senator John Burton. And if any of you are ever wondering who the person was who is carved as the bust over here at the side of our chambers, that is David Broderick. He was an Irish American and president pro tem of this house in 1851. So if you ever get asked that at the trivia contest, now you know who that is. California can boast to many other renowned statesmen of Irish descent. I already mentioned John Burton and Phil Burton, members of Congress. Many wonderful governors, Pat Brown and Jerry Brown and Ronald Reagan, and of course presidents of this great country as well, Bill Clinton, Ronald Reagan, and John Kennedy, to name just a few important electeds. Please join me in celebrating all that Irish American Californians have contributed to our great state, and let me close with this Irish blessing. May the road rise up to meet you. May the wind always be at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face and rains fall soft upon your fields. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of his hand. And there's one sentence that was left out on this one that I think is important. May you be in heaven a half hour before the devil knows you're dead. So thank you all. Happy Irish Heritage Month, and have a wonderful St. Paddy's Day tomorrow. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Corbett.
Are we voting on this, David?
Secretary, please call the roll.
Onnestad. Aye. Ahlquist. Aye. Ashburn. Aye. Benoit. Aye. Calderon. Cedillo. Cogdill. Aye. Corbett. Aye. Correa. Aye. Cox. Aye. Okay. Denham. Aye. Desaunier. Aye. DeChaney. Aye. Dutton. Aye. Flores. Aye. Hancock. Aye. Harmon. Aye. Hollingsworth. Aye. Huff. Kehoe. Aye. Leno. Aye. Liu. Aye. Lowenthal. Aye. Maldonado. Aye. Negrete McLeod. Aye. Oropesa. Aye. Padilla. Pavley. Aye. Romero. Aye. Runner. Aye. Smidian. Aye. Steinberg. Aye. Strickland. Aye. Walters. Aye. Wiggins. Aye. Wolk. Aye. Wright. Weiland. Aye. Yee. Yee, aye.
Please. Ayes 34, no 0. The motion, the resolution is adopted. Let's move on to file item 6. Senator Ahlquist. Okay, pass. Senator Pavley, you're recognized at your desk.
For the purpose of introduction, if appropriate. Thank you very much. Members, if I could have your attention a minute. I think forming behind me will be your state representatives to the National Academic Decathlon. Just about an hour and a half ago, they were just notified they had won the very competitive State Academic Decathlon Championship. They're from Moore Park High School. Please welcome them. I also wanted to introduce to you their coach, Larry Jones. Now, I taught Larry's two sons a few years ago when I taught in Moore Park for 25 years, but this man has led not only this team to the state championship, but this is their fifth state championship, and they've won three national championships, one of the best teams in the country. Let's wish them best wishes and success in the National Academic Decathlon.
Thank you, Senator Pavley. Senator Steinberg is recognized at his desk.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. I just have to add a comment here because in talking to some of these students and in talking to Senator Pavley, I think I don't want it to go unmentioned that our very own Senator Pavley has in fact taught a number of students who have won this National Academic Decathlon. So. In this era, again, a very difficult financial times, let's remember the value of a great teacher, our own Fran Pavley. Great. And Jerry Jones, Larry Jones, the current teacher, big hand. Say hello to Alex Trebek for us when you in Jeopardy.
Thank you, Senator Steinberg. Back members back on third reading file. Senator Kehoe, would you like to take up any measure? Okay, pass. File item 10. Is there a jockey for file item 10? Pass. Members, I believe there's no other business before the floor. Senator Kehoe, would you like to return back to item 9?
9. Thank you,
sir. SCR 21. Secretary, please read.
Thank you.
Senate Concurrent Resolution 21 by Senator Kehoe, relative to the Joint Legislative Committee on Emergency Management.
Thank you for your kind attention, Mr. President. SCR 21 reauthorizes the Joint Committee on Emergency Services. It renames the Joint Committee on Emergency Management. It has helped assess California's needs regarding emergency preparation and our continuing vulnerabilities. I ask for your aye support. Thank you.
Members, any debate or discussion? What's the roll? Any objection to substituting a prior roll call? What was the roll, David? Ayes 34, no 0. The resolution is adopted. Members, no other business before the floor. I'd like to turn to Senator Steinberg.
Okay.
Senator Steinberg, the desk is clear.
Thank you very much. Mr. President, tomorrow and Wednesday will be check-in sessions. Thursday, I'm not sure yet. We will let the members know as quickly as possible about potential session on Thursday morning or check-in. That's all right. Desk will stay open till 3 p.m. today when the adjournment motion will be placed. Thank you.
Members, the Senate is adjourned.